Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
When you're naturally curious, every day is a school day. But I'll bet you didn't realize just how much there is to learn about the seemingly mundane items we see and use on the daily. From deceptive store displays to the secret messages hidden in fast food, let's take a look at yet another batch of amazing secrets hidden in everyday things. Woo woo!
You're listening. You're listening.
You're listening to Be Amazed.
Unfortunately for your wallet, shopping is very much a part of everyday life, and when it comes to tempting their customers, retailers know that appearance is king. Bed Bath & Beyond is famous around the world for their impeccable ceiling-high towel displays, but have you ever wondered how exactly they keep them looking so perfect? Well, it may look like these towels are stacked to high heaven. Each stack is just one towel carefully sheathed over foam rolls in a way to make it appear as though it's lots of towels folded on top of one another. The real towel stacks are wisely kept within the average shopper's reach, so most are none the wiser. Pretty ironic that Bed Bath & Beyond's personal hygiene section would be harboring dirty little secrets like that. With soft dough, tangy tomato sauce, and that oh-so-glorious gooey cheese, you'd be hard-pressed to find someone that doesn't love a good slice of za. But I'll bet you never realize just how much thought goes into your standard takeout pizza in a box. While the pizza itself is what catches your eye upon opening the box, there's something else that I'll bet you've never paid much mind to. While it might look like the perfect spot for a tiny pizza party, this little table is actually called a pizza saver. Its job is essentially to provide structural support to pizza boxes when other things are stacked on top during transit. While you might be wondering why an already flat pizza would need any kind of crush protection, the pizza saver plays a crucial role in preventing the top of the box from drooping down onto the pizza. Pizzerias that don't use pizza savers are at risk of causing any delicious cheese and toppings to stick to the lid, turning any size pizza party into a pizza pity party. As nifty as this little table's true purpose is, I'd still love to attend a tiny pizza party.
What a tasteful pepperoni carpet this place has.
Thanks to the wonderful world of spammers, daily internet users are sure to find themselves convincing websites that they are, in fact, not a robot. This is reCAPTCHA, an online system that enables websites to differentiate between genuine human users and spam bots. On average, humans solve roughly 60 million online CAPTCHAs every single day, and you might have noticed that the questions asked by the picture puzzles seem just a little bit dumb.
Select all squares with traffic lights, all images with a bus, crosswalks, taxis,
the list goes on. While these tasks might seem totally random and pointless, few people realize that the answers we're giving to these irritating CAPTCHAs have been steadily moving us closer to a reality dominated by self-driving cars. When you identify road hazards and signs in CAPTCHAs, Google uses this precise information to help its smart car technology identify where pedestrians, signs, crosswalks, and cyclists are. So when you're sitting with your future grandkids in your self-driving car, you can tell them all about how you've been personally responsible for the magic of truly smart cars. In the United States, around 26 million students ride the school bus to and from school every day. Chances are you've ridden one yourself. But have you ever stopped to consider the design of what's ferrying you to class? Ever notice these horizontal steel bars that jut out the side of American school buses? These are called rub rails and serve to provide structural and protectional support to the bus. If something were to swipe up against the side of the bus, the rub rails provide additional reinforcement against the obstruction, reducing the chance of damage being done to the main body of the bus, keeping the kids inside safe from metal walls that could otherwise crumple inward. Pretty neat, huh? If they say when one door closes, another opens. But revolving doors are another kettle of fish. And surprisingly, they're full of hidden functions. While they might seem snazzy, revolving doors actually work to save energy and reduce carbon emissions by preventing something called the stack effect. The stack effect occurs in tall buildings when the outdoor temperature is significantly different compared to the inside. During the winter, when a regular swing door opens at the bottom of a building, a cold, dense air from outside will enter the building and push its way upward, forcing the warmer, less dense air out of any openings at the top of the building. In summer, cold air-conditioned air sinks to the bottom of the building and rushes out when swing doors open. Revolving doors are designed in such a way that there's never a direct opening to the street, meaning that the air on the inside is mostly sealed from the outside, even when the door is spinning. These spinning doors exchange 8 times less air compared to swing doors, and thanks to this tighter control of the temperature of air within the building entrance, buildings that exclusively use revolving doors can reduce their annual energy consumption by as much as 74%. So the next time you treat yourself to a fun ride through a revolving door, you can give yourself an extra pat on the back for doing your bit to save the planet. Some might compare an especially delicious fast food meal to a religious experience, but little do they realize how literal this can really be. We don't often pay much attention to what our burgers, fries, and sodas are packaged up in, but turns out the guys at In-N-Out Burger have been hiding something sacred right under our noses. The mysterious markings can be found hidden on the underside of cups, the bottoms of boxes, and near the seams of wrappers. But what are they? You may have already realized that these markers are pointers to Bible passages, but you probably don't know why exactly they're there. In-N-Out Burger was founded by Harry and Esther Snyder in 1948, and unlike many other fast food joints, remains a privately owned, unfranchised family business to this day. The Snyders have always been a religious family, and seeing as they own In-N-Out outright, they can put just about whatever they want on the packaging. The Bible verses have been present on the burger joint's packaging since at least 1987, and mostly indicate passages that promote faith in God. So maybe fast food isn't as sinful as we thought. At least, not the kind from In-N-Out. There aren't many better ways to catch up with a group of pals than over a cold one at the bar. While balancing on a bar stool isn't always the easiest, most comfortable thing to do, I bet you never realize that you're actually sitting on a gold mine. A gold mine of secrets, that is. You may have spotted that some bar stools come with a small round hole in the middle of the seat. While it might look like it's perfectly placed for you to silently break wind in public, there's a lot more to it. One of the reasons for this tush hole is down to air pressure, and I don't mean backside air. If no hole was present, the chairs are more likely to get stuck when stacked because of air vacuums that form within the gap of 2 chairs. It can also more obviously act as a convenient hole to hook your finger into for a better grip when moving them around. Thanks to the bar stool's handy hole, the only balancing act you'll need to do is when you find yourself sitting on one. It's easy for pedestrians to go about their daily routine without paying much attention to the sidewalks they're using. But there are some features that are essential to certain folks getting around. If you've ever noticed raised patterns on the ground, they aren't there for a fun change in pace. That's what's known as tactile paving, and it's designed to guide people with visual impairments through busy areas like city sidewalks and public transport stations. There are 2 main types of tactile paving: directional blocks and warning blocks. Directional blocks serve to guide those with visual impairments towards important landmarks such as train station platforms and accessible exits. Warning blocks often work in conjunction with directional blocks and can indicate a change in direction or significant landmarks such as platform edges and curbsides. And this isn't the only secret message hidden in our sidewalks. Love it or hate it, graffiti has become a part of everyday life. City dwellers in particular are so used to seeing these urban hieroglyphics on the daily that they've become synonymous with city life. But did you know that some of it is actually meant to be there? Certain spray-painted messages may mean nothing to the untrained eye, but they're essential for warning street engineers and construction workers about the different types of underground hazards in the area. These markings are color-coded, and common colors include red, which indicates electric power lines, yellow for gas and oil lines, green for sewers and drain lines, and orange, which covers communication wires. So the next time you're wandering up the boulevard, you'll know that the pavement itself is determined to make sure that everyone, both workers and civilians, are walking on Easy Street. With almost 2,000 stores across the USA, it's likely that the average American either visits or sees a Target branch pretty much every day. You're likely to recognize the brand's iconic bright red bullseye logo, but have you ever been to a Target and noticed those big red spheres sitting right out front of the store? You might have assumed they're just decorations to add to the overall brand aesthetic, but those gigantic pimples actually serve a very important purpose. They're actually bollards, and are there to act as a barrier between cars and the storefront, keeping customers safe in the event a vehicle loses control.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down, and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game. Delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIREST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
While your parents might have told you that too much fast food isn't good for you, you can never fill up on too many fast food secrets. While the question of exactly which fast food chain serves the best chicken nuggets is a tough one, it's no secret that Chick-fil-A is up there. But the real secret lies not with Chick-fil-A's chicken nuggets, but the box they come in. In November 2018, one genius Twitter user seemingly solved a big Chick-fil-A mystery. According to them, the hole at the back of the humble nugget box exists so you can perch the top atop your drink and have a place to thread your straw through. Now, I'm always the first in line for a fast food hack, but this doesn't seem quite right. And that's because it isn't. The hole in this instance is actually a removable tab, and its purpose is far more than a simple straw hole. There are, in fact, 3 tabs on the backs of the boxes Chick-fil-A use to serve their chicken pieces, but they're not there for straws. According to the company, the 3 punchable tabs are actually there to indicate what's in the box, nuggets, strips, or other. Either way, the straw trick is still pretty cool, and it's safe to say that Chick-fil-A is really chick full of secrets. Kitchen scissors are a deceptively handy tool. While most people just use them for chopping herbs or opening packets, they actually have quite a few lesser-known uses. You might have noticed that one of the more obvious differences between regular scissors and the kitchen variety is the serrated gap often found between the handles of kitchen scissors. But you may not have realized what the actual purpose of those metal teeth actually is. Tight jar lids and bottle tops can be a real menace, especially for my delicate palms, but those serrated edges can act as a grip for any stubborn lids. They can even pop off a bottle cap, though many scissors come with more effective dedicated tools for this purpose built in. But that's not all. The little serrated teeth can also serve as a cracker for nuts and shells, and in some scissor varieties, as an herb stripper. They truly are a cut above the rest. While you may walk around wearing Van sneakers for fashion, they gained popularity in the late 60s as practical, affordable shoes. As skateboarding gained popularity in the 70s, Vans developed their signature design, and thanks to their grippy, durable, weighted soles, they proved ideal for skaters, given that grip tape was only just beginning to be used on boards. But there's a pretty rad trick you can perform with Vans. No skateboards required. Just like a cat always lands on its feet, a pair of Vans will almost always land on its soles. It doesn't work 100% of the time, but the thick sole's disproportionate weight will often orientate the shoe correctly as it hits the ground. Heck, I had a pair of Vans that lasted me nearly a decade, so it looks like they might have 9 lives too. Crispy, crunchy, and oh so addictive, potato chips reign supreme in the salty snack world. But some chip consumers may have noticed that every now and again, while digging in their favorite bag, they'll pull out green chips. Is it mold? And more importantly, are they safe to eat? When potato chips turn out green, it's because they were made from taters that have been exposed to too much light in storage and have become laced with a toxin called solanine. Solanine can cause some pretty nasty side effects when ingested in large amounts, including vomiting, headaches, diarrhea, and even paralysis of the central nervous system. But before you swear off chips for life, it's worth noting that you'd have to consume several pounds of solanine-laced chips to reach a dangerous level of toxicity. So when you find a green potato chip somewhere in your bag, it's okay. Just know it probably spent a little too long in the sun. In our modern world, there's no getting away from computers. It's not much of a secret that modern keyboards were based on typewriters, but some key changes have been made to keep up with the evolving ways we use computers. You might have wondered why countless keyboards have 2 sets of Control, Alt, and Shift keys. What's the point in having 2 sets of keys that do the exact same thing? The purpose of these duplicate keys is, quite simply, to help the typist access the same function with whichever hand is most convenient. However, some countries' keyboards have an Alt-Gr button, short for Alt-Graph, which allows the user to type foreign letters and characters by tapping the keys the keyboard has been assigned for the purpose. Though I'm still going to continue to believe that the Alt-Gr key is just the Alt key you press when you're angry. Spend more than a few minutes soaking in the bathtub or tearing it up in the swimming pool, and you'll notice that your fingers have undergone a pretty dramatic transformation. But what exactly is up with watered, shriveled fingers? This question has plagued scientists for quite some time, and even now they can't be 100% sure. But there's one theory in particular that stands out. Some scientists have suggested that the wrinkles on our wet fingers and toes may act like rain treads on tires or the soles of shoes, which make it easier to grip objects with wet skin. The theory goes that our wrinkled digits and soles could have given our ancient ancestors a key advantage when it came to gripping damp branches or exploring over wet, slippery rocks. I guess the main benefit these days is being able to grip onto our precious phones on rainy days. Haha, evolution. Depending on what game you're playing, kings are usually amongst the most important playing cards. But if you look a little closer at the King of Hearts, you might notice something that just might break your heart. Horrifyingly enough, the King of Hearts is often depicted as sticking a sword into his own noggin. But why? While this is often attributed to a story about King Charles VII of France going mad and committing a similar deed, that rumor is a load of baloney. While the real Charles did become very ill and paranoid towards the end of his life, his ultimate end came when an abscess in his mouth caused so much swelling he was unable to swallow anything, leading him to starve to death in 1461. A pretty horrendous end indeed. But sorry, Charlie boy, this isn't about you. There's a lot of debate over the source of inspiration for the King of Hearts card, but one plausible story is more widely accepted than others. While the King of Hearts is most likely based on a French ruler, it's one that sat on the throne more than 600 years before Charles VII. Charlemagne was the ruler of Francia, part of which later became France, and he was later the first Holy Roman Emperor of Europe in the 9th century. The main theory goes that early King of Hearts playing cards depicted Charlemagne, the great conqueror, holding his weapon aloft, but this was set to change. The card ended up going through variations in its design as artists copied one another imperfectly over time. Beginning with a battle axe being held over the king's head, it's likely that those copying the pictures misinterpreted the weapon close behind the king's head as a sword that looks like it's embedded inside his head. To this day, misinformation spread around the internet about the card king's head have led to some pretty hilarious modern updates to the King of Hearts card. While popping a couple of slices in the toaster is part of many people's daily routine, a surprising number fail to realize that their favorite kitchen appliance is hiding a secret in plain sight. At the base of some toasters, you'll find a hidden compartment that plays a very crucial role, and if you didn't know about this, you might be in for a bit of a messy shock. This is a crumb tray, which conveniently catches any crumbly rubble as you insert and remove the bread from the toaster. You're actually supposed to empty the crumb tray after every 2 to 3 uses of your toaster, according to manufacturers, so expect a debris horror show if you're only opening yours for the first time. Oh, crumbs indeed. One of the best things about a trip to McDonald's is the sauce section. Despite the ample supply of sauce, sachet and pump-activated alike, regular customers have no doubt come up against the question of where to put it. While squeezing it out onto a little cup is a good option, there's an even more convenient choice if you've got some fries. You could actually bend the back of your fry box to form a nice little platform for your ketchup. But before you go thinking that McDonald's did this on purpose, I'm afraid it's not that simple. In reality, the higher flap of the box is purpose-built to help Mickey D's crew members easily scoop fries into the package, using the flap as a funnel. Still, that doesn't mean the fry flap can't double as prime dipping real estate anyhow. While the old saying suggests the proof is in the pudding, this next saucy surprise proves that the real secrets are in the sauce packets themselves. Eagle-eyed condiment lovers have realized that there are some mysterious numbers marked on the single-serve ketchup packets available in some restaurants. Some condiment spiritists theorize that the numbers equate to each packet's level of sweetness, suggesting that the lower number indicates the packet has a sweeter taste, and the higher numbers signal a sourer taste, meaning you can secretly tailor your dipping experience. While this might sound like a mind-blowing fact, it's actually a squeezed-out serving of pure fiction. The real reason behind the elusive numbers has actually been confirmed by the number one condiment king, Heinz. The sauce-laden company have stated that the numbers refer to the different filling lines the sachets were filled at during the manufacturing process in factories. So as fun as sweet and sour variations sound, it all comes down to the layout of a factory. Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll see you again next time you want to be amazed.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.